listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, my co-host is Brian Thompson, and our guests today are with the Hoosiers Outrun Cancer Run that is coming up on September 17th. And it is Angela and Wanda, and we thank you for being here today. This is a great, Brian and I both have participated in this race many, many times and really enjoy it. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about our sponsors and how big the sponsors are. You mentioned some of the bigger key sponsors, but why don't you mention the other sponsors as well so that we can give everybody their due.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Appreciate that, Nancy. Thank you. Dermatology Center of Southern Indiana stepped on board as a registration sponsor, so that's a new sponsorship for that. And the Zigzag sponsor is a fun one. And it's called Zigzag because if you've done the race, there's a little zig and a zag in the course. And so we thought, what a great idea. Somebody can sponsor that zig and zag. And then we also go under the overpass up on the north side of campus. And so we have an overpass sponsor that's Acclaimed Properties, and Coughlin Orthodontics is our Zigzag sponsor. So those are actually course sponsors. And then we have three water station sponsors this year, two out on the course and one at the finish line. One is my law firm, Carmen Parker PC, of course, Innovative Financial Solutions, and Ivy Tech Community College.
Very nice.
So we appreciate those sponsors. We have lots of other in-kind sponsors. We have corporate sponsors. You can look on the Bloomington Hospital Foundation webpage, and you can link to those sponsors and help us thank them for what they do for Hoosiers Outrun Cancer and for the Alcott Center.
Yeah, it's a bigger deal than you think. Well, most people just show up and run.
Yeah. But how fun. I mean, you just come out and, you know, you're registered, but you just see hundreds and hundreds of people that you know. It's like this giant love
fest.
It's a reunion almost.
It is a one. I mean, there's over 5,000 people there. So start with that proposition. We have, you know, IU's group comes out, athletics, some of their music folks, the Crab Band.
Yeah.
We had Bloomington South, Sounds of South last year singing the national anthem. There's tons of energy. It is such a high energy event, and it is such a sense of community. And that's what makes it, I think, very unique. The other part of it that makes it unique, we have a program before the race starts, and the program is very poignant and very meaningful because we take at least a few minutes to reflect on why we're all here doing what we're doing and who we're trying to benefit. And then the survivors who come to the race are given red shirts to denote that they're cancer survivors. And then we give each of them a balloon that gets set off right before the race. And that's kind of a teary moment for pretty much everybody there because it's you understand what that means. And so that again, brings a lot of meaning to the event.
Absolutely. Well, and I think one of the other things that I think that you've incorporated other things in it, there's also a family walk.
Yes.
So now it doesn't have to just be those who run because some people don't run. Some people, some people actually, this, I'm going to tell you, this was the race that started me into running.
Well, that's
I ran
great.
The first one, I can't remember how many years ago. And I was like, I could do that. And I think I actually walked it the first time and then the next time I ran it. So, and I ran it with some buddies from the gym. So it's one of those things that you can start small, but now they have the family. I don't think they even had the walk when it began. It was just the
5K. Know, I don't recall, but they do have the 1 mile family walk, and then they have a kids zone or a kids area. Yeah. So it's very oriented toward family. We have some people who come with their families, and they some of their family participates, and the rest of them are spectators and cheering on and taking pictures. And so it really does become a family event from that stage. And that's how it started.
Yeah,
I mean, it started in 1999 because families wanted to do something. So we had Karen Knight and Dorothy Ellis who wanted to try to do something to impact families in our community. And they started the first Hoosiers Outrun Cancer in 1999.
And now it's just become this huge event. There are tons of people that come out and cheer for them.
Oh, my gosh.
There are cheerleaders from the local schools are going to be there.
I
think
that.
There are last year, and I think this year, we've got some IU athletic teams that are going to be out there cheering and encouraging people to move through the race. And I think it's, as a runner, that just feels good. I mean, it's one of those things you go, you know, I don't do it to feel good, but boy, I'll tell you, on some of of those hills, and yes, there are some
there
hills.
There are.
Yes, it's Bloomington. There are hills. It's there not a flat hills. Course.
Well, and that's the other thing that we started doing last year is we started trying to create incentives for mm-hmm. people to raise money. So you can actually go online. You can create. You have your little headquarters online. You mm-hmm. can create
your own page.
A web page. Yeah. So you have a presence. You can send emails out to your friends and family, no matter where they are. Right. And we literally get donations from all over the world.
Sure.
And so we've started implementing incentives. And we have an online store. So you can go to HoosiersOutRunCancer.org. Mm-hmm. And you can look at the store. And you can buy things like water bottles and hats and dry fit shirts and gym bags and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we also have incentives. So for certain levels of fundraising, then you get free stuff, and everybody likes free stuff, and it's cool stuff. Mm-hmm. It's cool free stuff, and yeah. So look on the webpage HoosiersOutRunCancer.org, and see what you can do to be a part of this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the Alcott Center. I know you've got some statistics or some facts of like mm-hmm. how many people you guys have helped on an annual basis. Can you talk a little bit about that?
S As far as how many people we see, you know, we provided face-to-face 4,800 encounters last year with people either going under treatment, maybe they had completed their treatment. And some of the other things that we do there, I didn't mention, we do mastectomy fittings. There was a boutique in town that used to do that, and about 5 or 6 years ago, that closed. And so women would have to go north, south, somewhere else, to get that done. So we do the measuring, fitting, and ordering for them. And last year we did 118 mastectomy fittings. We do free wig fittings. Mm-hmm. Last year, we did 38 women who come to us for wigs can get 2 free wigs.
Wow.
Nice. That's all supplied, again, mm-hmm. by, you know, the Alcott Center and the funds that are raised by HOC. HOC, too, one of the other things I wanted to mention about it, it's really a homecoming in a way for some of the cancer patients. Mm-hmm. Our navigators have been working with some of these patients, you know, over 10 years.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
The patients love, we have a table there, and that the, actually it's a table pickup for teams, mm-hmm. But the Alcott Center staff is there at the table, and it's just a wonderful time for them mm-hmm. to reconnect and see, you know, their navigator, who they're very grateful to. And sometimes it's just the families we're connecting with mm-hmm. because some people don't survive their cancer. But I just think that is the most wonderful time. Mm-hmm. And I know my staff love to be there. And it's just a big hug fest. So it's a lot of fun.
It's
a lot of fun.
It's an emotional event.
Yeah.
Really
one
is.
Of the things that I think the community should know about the Alcott Center, we are available to come out and do talks. You know, we will talk about, you know, either if it's prevention of cancer, mm-hmm. early detection. We'll talk about the Alcott Center itself. I think most of the times people aren't looking for a place for a cancer education and support unless they have a cancer diagnosis or their family does. But I think the more people that know it and then can turn to whomever they're talking to and say, do you know about the Alcott Center?
Right.
That is the best mm-hmm. thing you can do for anyone who needs answers around cancer. And so I want to give you the phone number to the Alcott Center to make sure you have it. Grab your pen, pencil. The number is 812-353-5669. So any questions, any concerns, please call us and we'll have somebody get back to you based on your specific need.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think, like I said, that it's just such a huge resource mm-hmm. that we are so lucky to have here in Bloomington locally.
Right.
So we're almost out of time. So I want to encourage everybody to make sure that they register to to run the race, walk mm-hmm. the race, volunteer to help.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say is we had, I think, somewhere over 500 volunteers last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
It takes a lot of people to make this event happen. Mm-hmm. Kathy Morrison is our esteemed volunteer chair. And she just wrote the book on volunteerism. She's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to work with an incredible leader and volunteers, go online, HoosiersOutRunCancer.org, and sign up as a volunteer. And you will have a wonderful, wonderful time doing
it. And they're
that.
Not all on the day of the race.
That's
the other thing. There's a lot that leads up to it. Sure. There's a lot of t-shirt folding and team packet packing.
That's right.
So thank you guys for both being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page. Mm-hmm.